Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner, you've said in your press conference earlier today we're living through a housing crisis in the EU. And in several member states, this crisis has persisted for more than a decade. So I suppose the figure in your act or in the information you provided stands out for us all. 150 billion euro per year will be needed on top of the current public funding and private investments to meet the housing demand in the EU over the next decade. Where are we going to start? How are we possibly going to find that scale of money in the budget as set out? So I want to ask a question, and you've heard me ask it before. Maybe you could enlighten us on why you could not do this. When will we finally recognise, Commissioner, that we must fund housing properly and ensure that housing investment can be done by member states off the books? We must take funding for housing out of the requirements of the Stability and Growth Pact. If we can do it for defence, Commissioner, and we've recently done it for energy security measures, we must do it for one of the greatest crises of our generation, housing, or we will never come up with the 150 billion euro based on the simple facts. Colleagues, I say we need innovative ways of dealing with this problem. Business as usual is not going to cut it, I'm afraid. And of course, I'm happy to see the Commission has recommended that we fast-track the approval processes for renovations, that we introduce faster dispute resolution and time limits for judicial reviews, and that we work with the EIB and other institutions to properly fund housing constructions. However, this is not going to really move the dial for these young, for those young people trying to move out on their own, the people you just referred to. So therefore, I'm putting forward a bold new proposal, Commissioner, something which will really deliver for our young people. Your first EU keys guarantee, as announced by my political group Renew today, I'm calling on the Commission, ahead of the speech of the Commission President of the State of the Union, to put in place a guarantee for every young person, a guarantee that already works very well in other member states, to each young person that they will fund the deposit on their first home, so they do not have to find thousands of euros up front for a security deposit on top of the rent. And backed by the European Investment Funding Bank, this is a clear, measurable and a direct action the EU can take to alleviate the pressure on young people across the EU and provide them with a start in life that can really build on. Take the initiative, Commissioner. Seize your moment. We will never find 150 billion euro per year otherwise to tackle the scale of this problem. Thank you.
So, yes, first of all, thanks for the input from Paris today. I think there's some interesting ideas there, and we are actually studying together with the EIB the guarantee for young people to see whether or not it's an idea that we can use. And it's also true that the 150 billion that was mentioned every year, it seems like an incredibly difficult amount to reach. And it's definitely my opinion that we need to do whatever we can to of course mobilize European funding, whether it's from the European Union or it's from the EIB or it's from individual member states, which of course will also be probably the lion's share of which public money there will be in this. It will not be enough. So we need to use these public money that we have wisely. We need to use them where the market does not deliver, and we need to use them where they can generate the most investments overall. Now, the MFF negotiations, I'm sure this House will push hard, and that is, of course, one of the areas where it's possible to change things with regards to funding. On the criteria, first of all, thank you for the kind words and for also reminding us all that this is long overdue. Now, we've of course aimed to make this as little bureaucratic as possible. But we are very open to support and listen to ideas also in discussions with co-legislators when the negotiations start. We only want to make it as easy as possible. One of the things is that you don't have to notify to the Commission if you do define something as a stressed housing area. That's one thing that makes it easier. But again, let's definitely discuss this in more detail when the negotiations start.
Thank you.